by Cubit. Cubit is the language spoken in Cuba.
Correct. Pay that man $8. What is a yawn?
The only chance a married man has to open his mouth.
Correct. Pay that man $9 because...
it pays to be ignorant. Meeting the pays to be ignorant will now come to this order. You're invited to another half hour of hilarious numbskullery, designed and presented by Peel Brothers, brewers of the beer that's extra delightful, Peel's Beer. This special educational feature is presided over by that famous scholar, historian, and telephone slot dealer, a member of the team of Howard and Sheldon, Mr. Tom Howard.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here it is, Monday night again, and here's that screwy quiz program to make your evening unbearable. We have on our board of experts two, three people who are so dumb they think a football coach is four wheels. First, we have the celebrated author, Mr. Harry McNaughton, who has just written the book entitled Unemployment and Where to Get It. But here he is, Mr. Harry McNaughton.
I have a poem, Mr. Howard.
Oh, yes.
I have a lovely horse. To me, he is a friend. He has a lovely tail.
Well, finish it.
That's the end.
Quink. Next, we have a woman whose husband married her because he was an antique collector. A woman who just turns her voice on and leaves it running. Here she is, Miss Lulu McConnell. Miss McConnell.
You know, Mr. Howard, I'm getting to be quite a prophet.
Don't tell me.
Yep, it's true. Before I went to bed last night, I said to myself, well, tomorrow's another day.
Yes.
And sure enough, it was.
That's funny. Right. All right. Next, we have a man who is such a natty dresser, he takes a cane to bed with him in case he walks in his sleep. A man who collects stamps because he has a wet tongue and don't know what to do with it. George Shelton.
Say, Mr. Howard, I put one over on a guy today. Mm. You know, I bought a car from him and I gave him a check.
Well, how did you put one over on him?
Well, you see, I just signed my name to the check.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't fill in the amount.
Oh.
Boy, will he be surprised when he goes to cash it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you'll be surprised when you hear from the bank. It used to be that a boiler factory was as noisy a place as anyone could find. These days, however, when people think of noise, they think of the corn cobblers. Here they are. Well, thank you. That's the lineup, folks. And as my friend Charlie Whittinger used to say on Showboat, that's only the beginning. Our first question tonight comes from a Mr. Peter Blessinger of Long Island City. Here it is. Now pay attention. Let's try and get this question. In which room of the house do you find the dining room table? No help, please, from the audience. No help. Do you like the question, Mr. McNaughton?
Oh, very much, Mr. Howard, yes. I think it's delicious.
Uh-huh.
What was it?
The question is, in what room in the house do you find the dining room table?
Whose house, Mr. Howard?
Anybody's house.
How many rooms has it got?
No.
What does the house rent for?
I don't know what it rents for. That's all beside the point.
What point? I don't get it at all. I don't.
Look, why don't you three guys give all your blood to the Red Cross?
Why don't you give all your blood to the Red Cross?
What blood?
Never mind.
They don't want hot water.
Okay. The question is about furniture.
Oh, furniture. You know, Mr. Howard, my old man bought me a beautiful high boy for Christmas.
Yeah.
Bought you a what?
High boy. High boy.
Hi, babe.
I'm not talking about high boys. I'm talking to you low boys. The question is about furniture.
Oh, say, you know, Mr. Howard, I bought myself a new piano last week.
Mr. Shelton, you can't play the piano.
No, but I love to whittle.
You love to whittle.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you whittle on your head for a change?
Oh, I tried that, but you know, it hurts.
It hurts. How would you know?
You want to take an anesthetic?
Oh, I tried that too, but you know, that makes me dopey.
It does? How can you tell that, Mr. Shelton?
I looked in the mirror.
Oh, I see.
I say, you know, a friend of mine and I moved my sister's piano last week all alone. We moved the piano, just the two of us.
Just the two of you moved the piano? Didn't you have any trouble?
Well, a little. You see, it was during the rush hour, and we had a terrible time getting it through the subway turnstile.
Well, no wonder. You should have taken a bus.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
Yeah. No. Ain't this awful? Look, you three retired idiots, we have a question here.
We have?
In what room in the house do you find the dining room table? Let me give you a clue. It's in the same room as you find the dining room chairs.
We have all easy chairs in our house.
You have all easy chairs, huh?
Yep. We bought them on easy payments.
Now, all right. Never mind the tag.
You know, my wife is very thrifty, yes. We have a six-room house, and she furnished one room with soap coupons.
Well, is the other room dirty?
No, they're full of soap.
You know, we have a sofa goes back to Louis the 14th.
Yeah, we got a radio goes back to Macy's the 15th.
Let's call the whole thing off. Suppose you send Mr. Blessinger $10.01 for his question.
Immediately, Mr. Howard. $10.01 to Mr. Peter Blessinger with the compliments of Peel's beer.
And tell him the dining room table is mostly found in the dining room, as if he didn't know. Thank you.
Mr. Howard. Do you know we have only 350 shopping days till Christmas?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah?
Mr. Cowan, don't tell me you're looking forward to Christmas already.
Well, why not, Mr. Howard? Everybody likes to look forward to something pleasant. Like knowing you're going to enjoy a glass of ice-cold, sparkling Peel's beer sometime this evening. Just see yourself holding that pale, golden, frosty-headed glass of Peel. You raise the glass and sip. That first lively, thirst-quenching delight as beer meets lips. Then the smooth, full-bodied flavor. Delicious and refreshing to the last sparkling drop. Peel's beer, you see, is extra light. One of the great reasons you'll be saying Peel's beer instead of just beer next time you order at your tavern or food store. For beer flavor that's not too sweet, not too dry, but just perfect, get Peel's and do it right away.
Thank you, Mr. Elliott. The next question comes from a Mr. Henry Barings of Forest Hills. Here it is. What great scientist in the picture, Madame Curie, what is it about? Can you tell me anything about the picture? Can you tell me what the picture is about and what great scientist is mentioned in the picture?
Dr. Christian.
That's the radio program. Dr. Christian's not a scientist.
Dr. Christian is a scientist. He's cured my scientist.
He got... That's scientist. I'm talking about the movie.
I say, you know, sinus trouble kept Mr. Shelton and me out of the movies.
How's that?
Nobody would sign us.
Nobody.
You know, Mr. Howard, I was in the movies.
How did you get in the movies?
My old man took me.
I see. He must have had to buy three seats.
Say, Miss McConnell, did you see that picture, Night Train?
Oh, I was in that picture.
I saw that picture. Yeah, what part did you play in Night Train?
She was the caboose.
My gosh, was that you? Say, you've gained some weight since then, haven't you?
Well, here and there.
Yeah, mostly there.
You know, Miss McConnell, I saw you in that picture. I loved your observation platform.
Oh, no. Look, there's a great picture now playing here in New York called Madame Curie. It's about a great scientist. Now, what's her name?
Mr. Howard, isn't Greer Garson in that picture?
Well, that's right.
Lovely girl, yes. I'll never forget the day I had a date with her.
You had a date with Greer Garson?
And that isn't all. What a day. Mm-hmm. From 1 to 2, I had a date with Greer Garson. From 2 to 3, I had a date with... from 3 to 4, I had a date with Betty Grable. And from 4 to 5, I sat on a cake of ice.
I see. That is jolly.
I could have gone out with water pigeons.
You could.
Yeah, but I was afraid something would happen.
Uh-huh. Miss McCown, you could go out with water pigeon and nothing would happen.
If I was educated, I'd resent that.
I see.
I'll have you know that I know people that are worse people than water pigeons ever thought of being.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right now.
Whatever it means, it's all right.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, you wet that up very nice. All you needed was a little ketchup on it. Let's get back. Let's get back.
Aren't you need a toothpick?
Yeah. Please, the question is, what great scientist is the picture of Madame Curie about?
Did you know, Mr. Hart, I was a scientist. You were a scientist?
Now, just a minute.
Yeah, that's a fact. I invented dehydrated water.
Dehydrated? What's that?
Well, that's water with the water taken out.
What?
Yeah, you see, it's in tablet form.
Oh, I see. Very interesting. Yeah. What's it for?
Well, suppose you were out in the desert.
Yes.
And there's no water.
Yes.
So you take one of my tablets and you drop it in the glass of water. And presto, you have a glass of water.
If you're on the desert without water, where are you going to get the glass of water to drop the tablet in?
Oh, well, in that case, you just have to wait till it rains.
Uh-huh. But if it rains, you have water.
Well, if you have water, then you don't have to carry my dehydrated tablet.
Oh. Mr. Sheldon.
What is it?
You're nuts.
I am?
Yes.
Say, maybe that's why no one will buy my invention.
Maybe it is.
I say, you know, Mr. Sheldon, I'm a bit of an inventor, you know.
You are?
I invented an invisible paint.
Invisible paint? Is it any good?
Oh, rather. You know, I painted the outside of a can with some of it.
Yeah? How does it look?
I don't know. I can't find the can.
Oh. Folks, I'm talking about the great scientist, the woman who invented radium.
Oh, radium. Radium, that's a limited area, isn't it?
What do you mean, a limited area?
Well, you know, within a 20-mile radium.
That's radium.
Oh, no, Mr. Howard. Radium is what you use to heat a room.
Wait a minute. That's radiator. I'm talking about radium.
Yeah, he means one of those things that you hear music and corny comedians on.
That's a radio, a big square thing with wooden knobs and a loud speaker full of static.
Now we're back to Miss McConnell again.
Said Mr. Barron's $11.11 for his question.
This very minute, Mr. Howard, $11.11 to Mr. Henry Barron for the best wishes from Fields Beer.
Fine. And tell him the great scientist that the picture Madame Curie is about is, of course, Madame Curie. The section of New York where most of our popular music is published is called Tin Pan Alley. Here's a tune from an orchestra that's right up that alley. The Corn Cobbler's Inn, Why Did I Kiss That Girl?
One, two.
Give them enough to make them glad they came. Who is our first contestant, Mr. Elliott?
Mr. Hart, I'd like you to meet Private Sidney Self of the Anti-Aircraft.
Oh, how do you do? How do you do, and welcome to our program. Would you care to tell us just a little about yourself, Mr. Self? That's quite a poem. Tell us something about yourself, Mr. Self. Where is your hometown?
Well, I live in New Canaan, Connecticut.
New Canaan, Connecticut.
I used to work in that town, Mr. Howard.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was a waiter in a courtroom.
You were a waiter in a courtroom?
Yeah, I used to serve summonses.
Yeah, you used
to... I don't get it.
Will you please pay a little attention to our guest here?
Why, so you know, Private Self, I was in the last war, yes. I'll never forget the last thing my mother told me when I left the camp. She said, Harry, my boy. She always called me Harry, my boy, because I was her boy.
Oh, thank you.
She said, Harry, my boy, be sure and get up promptly every morning for breakfast so you won't keep the rest of the army waiting.
Yeah.
I never forgot that, you know. I was always on time. You have no idea how the sergeant appreciated it.
I imagine.
Lovely fellow.
The sergeant.
So gruesome.
Yes, so gruesome. Pay them no mind. Would you mind telling us what you did before you entered the service,
I was an apprentice engineer in Mass Engineering Company.
Apprentice engineer. What do you intend to do after this thing is over?
Well, I hope I'll be a chemical engineer then.
Well, I hope so, too.
I never heard of a chemical engineer.
He didn't say chemical. The word is chemical. Do you like New York?
Very much.
Good. Would you mind telling us just what about it do you like? What is it?
Well, you can have a pretty swell time here in New York.
Oh, you do? You've met any girls?
Oh, plenty of them.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're very happy to have you with us.
Yeah, what's your name, honey? I mean your first name.
Sydney.
Sydney? Is that it?
Yes.
Well, you can just call me Grapefruit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm easy to squeeze.
And you're just as big as Squirt, Miss. There and picking out a question for us. And if it's not too much trouble, would you mind telling us who the question is from?
It says Al Friend of Brooklyn.
Oh, thank you. And what would Mr. Friend like to know? That is, what is his question?
He wants to know what animal wears horseshoes.
What animal wears horseshoes? Did you hear the question, Mr. Shelton?
Yes, I did, Mr. Hart.
Just to be sure, what was the question?
The question was, how do you get a date with Greer Garson?
That is not the question. That is not the question.
Well, do you know a better one?
Never mind.
I'll never forget the day I had a date with Greer Garson. From 1 to 2, I was with Greer.
Wait a minute.
From 2 to 4.
Yeah, we're having the law. When you sat on a cake of ice, we're all through that. We're talking about animals.
We are?
Yes.
Back to Miss McConnell again?
No, no.
Now, look here, Mr. McNaughton. I'm going to knock a couple of those bumps off of your head.
I have no bumps on my head.
Well, I'll put a couple on and then knock them off.
The question is, what animal wears horseshoes?
Oh, that reminds me. Anybody got a 1978 using?
All right.
Oh, I'm down to my uppers.
Yeah?
Yeah, how's your lowers?
Never mind how it is. Will you cut it out? Will you stop evading the issue? I'm talking about animals.
Issue?
Issue? Hey, what animal wears horseshoes? A nimbus could answer that.
Well, go ahead and answer.
Miss McConnell, I'm no imbecile.
Well, you do the one comes along.
Look, please, Mr. Shelton, did you ever see a horseshoe?
Oh, sure, up on our farm. We pitched them. We played that game. Oh, it's great sport.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I used to pitch horseshoes. Got very tiresome, though, throwing them from one peg to the other.
Yeah.
Of course, it isn't so bad if you take the horses off the shoes. Much lighter.
I imagine. Our guest has picked the question from the hat and expects an answer. Look, haven't you ever seen a farmer behind a plow?
I have, Mr. Howard.
Well, what is pulling the plow?
His wife.
That is wrong.
I know it. Sue me.
All right. Sue me. What would I get? Have you ever seen a horse, Mr. McNaughton?
Why, certainly, Mr. Howard.
Fine. What do they have on their feet?
Hooks.
Well, what is on their hook?
Well, that depends where they've been walking.
Automobile.
You would?
Sure. You see, if I run over a nail with a horse, I don't have to stop and pump up his leg.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Howard, I got a horse.
Yeah?
I'm going to race him.
I saw that horse, and judging from his condition, you can beat him.
You know, I have have a statue of a horse.
You have a statue of a... Oh, that must be the one I bet on.
I imagine. Look, we're only batting our head against the stone wall here, Mr. Elliott. I hate to keep our good friend standing there. Suppose you pay him, let's say $20 for his good question.
Certainly, Mr. Hart. Here you are, Private Sidney Self. $20 with the best of luck from Peel's Beer.
Yeah, thank you a lot. And also, Mr. Elliott, will you kindly send Mr. Friend $11.89 for sending the question in? Tell him the horse is the animal that wears horseshoes.
One, two.
Country being disarranged by the corn cobblers. Who is our next contestant, Mr. Elliott?
Mr. Howard, this is Seaman Second Class Henrietta Foster of the Wave.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Howard? Welcome to our program, Miss Foster. Would you care to tell us where your hometown is?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh,
that's a nice town, Mr. Howard.
Yes.
I used to sing in the choir in that town.
Mm, you sang in the choir?
Uh-huh.
What happened?
200 people changed their religion.
What did you do before you went into service, please?
I was a housewife, sir.
A housewife?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's very good work. My wife does a little of that. Do you like New York? Do you like it, or...?
No, I'm not crazy about it.
Oh, you're not crazy. Well, you're very truthful about it. Have you met any nice boys here?
My husband.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then you wouldn't like to meet another, would you?
No. Look at you. See, we're talking about boys. Oh. You were a boy when General Grant was a cadet.
Well, you ought to know you were his commanding officer.
Let's get back to our charming guest here, please.
Oh, I think she's a very, very charming girl, isn't she, Mr. Howard?
Yes, she is.
It's girls like her that make me like girls like her.
Would you reach into the hat and pick out a question for us, please? Would you mind reading the question and telling us who it is from? That is, who sent it in. Just read the name.
William Dougherty of Brooklyn.
Oh, William Dougherty of Brooklyn, yeah. Well, what is the question, please, from Mr. Dougherty?
What does three balls in front of a pawn shop mean?
I see. What does three balls in front of a pawn shop mean? Now, there's a very good question. I've often wondered about that myself. Do you know what three balls in front of a pawn shop means, Mr. Sheldon?
Yeah. 2-1, you'll never get it back.
2-1.
I say, speaking about pawn shops, that reminds me. I must run down to the pawn shop and see what time it is for my watch.
All right, never mind.
Look, I have a pawn ticket right here, Mr. Howard.
You just got the one ticket?
Yeah.
Oh, too bad. If you had another ticket, we both could go.
Yeah, we both could.
Yeah, I never see the pawn shop.
All right, please.
I took my spring overcoat to the pawn shop today.
You took your spring overcoat to the pawn shop? What did you get?
My winter overcoat.
You went I would like to answer the young lady's question.
Go ahead, answer the young lady's question.
I want you to answer it.
Oh, Mr. Howard, that's not what you said.
No, you said you would like to answer it.
That's right, Mr. Howard, that's right. I heard you with my own ears.
That's a big statement. I don't want to keep our charming guest standing there. I think she's a little nervous, so suppose you pay our charming guest here $20 for her question. I'm disgusted with these three civilians here.
Yes, sir. Here you are, Henrietta Foster. $20 for the compliments of Peel's beer.
Thank you a lot. Thank you a lot. Thank you for being with us. And Mr. Elliott, while you're at it, send Mr. Doherty $12.08 for his friend. Tell him that three balls outside of a pawn shop means... it's a pawn shop. Well, that's... Oh, fine. Little delayed action there. Well, that slides us right up into the crackpot question, folks.
Say, Mr. Howard, can I ask a question, please? It's a riddle.
Oh, go ahead. I love riddles.
Yeah.
Riddles and syrup.
Yeah,
riddles.
Yeah, well, no. Oh, it's not that kind. What is the difference between a ham sandwich and a pot of glue?
I don't know.
You don't know? Gosh, you haven't got any taste at all, have you?
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Shelton. There are a lot of different tastes in the world, but there's one thing most folks agree on. In beer, they want light. And maybe that's why Peel's beer is so popular. For Peel's is extra light, you know. Light to look at, light to taste, and light in the way it treats you. Then there's a sparkling, full-bodied zest to Peel's beer that wakes up your palate at the first sip and keeps it at the peak of enjoyment to the last pale golden drop you drink. Try a glass of Peel's beer tonight. It's extra delicious, extra delightful. You'll be glad you demanded it.
Thank you, Bruce. The crackpot question tonight was sent in by a Mr. Edward McElroy of New York. Here it is. What is the name of this man? He was born in 1743 and died in 1826. He was a very famous American statesman who drew up the Declaration of Independence. Jefferson Avenue in Brooklyn was named after him. His first name is Thomas. Do we answer the question, do we?
Thomas Dewey.
That was wrong. $14.91 for his question, because it pays to be ignorant.
Pays to be Ignorant was created by Tom Howard, directed by Roger Bauer, and presented by Peel Brothers of New York, brewers of Peel's beer. Remember, to get the light beer that's delicious, delightful, full-bodied and full-flavored, ask for Peel's beer.
This is Tom Howard, just to say goodbye for Harry McNaught, Lula McConnell, and George Sheldon, and Peel Brothers of New York, brewers of New York's own premium beer. Good night and good nonsense.
This is Mutual.